Well, guilt is the way we feel often when we believe we've committed some form of offence, and shame is more about humiliation, dishonour or disgrace.
Okay, so guilt is perhaps something that one maybe inflicts on themselves, while shame might be something that others sometimes inflict on us.
It's probably more perception related, yes.
What are some of the things that people in their day-to-day life feel guilty about?
I think one of the most difficult things in current society is the means by which we share our opinions about things. And one of the very dominant researchers in the field of shame and guilt has said, she was quoted at a recent conference as saying, if you have a social media account, you're engaged in a shame society, which is very harsh. But when you think about how social media, for example, works, it very much is about commenting and liking or not liking, and that constant feedback and comments and our perception that we're being judged in some way leads to a much higher sense of being perceived negatively, and then I suppose having a sense of shame.
I imagine as well that social media, along with email, perhaps gives people cause to regret when they go into print, maybe rather than walking away for 5 minutes and thinking, oh, should I really say that? And it's very easy to write something, send a message to someone that you might feel guilty about later.
Absolutely, because we don't always put the thought into the use of our words. And without context and without visibly seeing someone when we're speaking with them, if something's just in a text format, it's much harder to perceive what's really meant. So we can sometimes mean one thing and then realise afterwards that the general perception of what we've said would probably be quite different, and that can lead us to feeling guilty too.
And again, getting back to social media, with an email at least, it's one person maybe seeing something that you regret writing. But with social media, depending how many friends you've got, that could be hundreds, sometimes even thousands. And the shame that might result from that could be potentially really difficult to deal with.
Absolutely. And you may be captured doing something that's shared publicly. And there are a whole range of ways that system feeds into probably society's increase in shame and guilt.
So how, if you've experienced something, maybe via email or on social media, that you feel shame and guilt about, how do you go about repairing those feelings?
I think it's really important to recognise that it is the thing that is wrong, not you. The thing that has been done or said, and that you need to find a way for yourself to find some reparation, to feel that you've atoned or maybe apologising, and perhaps if you've said something but meant something else, clarifying what's meant. But I think needing to take the time in the first place to think about what we say and do to and around others is really important, even in a face-to-face setting. One of the most high rates of shame and guilt are in the prison system, and we've found some links with shame and guilt that those children right from the age of 10 who are higher or have higher levels of shame and guilt actually then have much more predictability of a lot of really bad consequences, so drugs and quite severe depression and anxiety, which then leads to sometimes committing crimes and then feeds into the system where it intensifies things further for them. So it's a really difficult cycle, and it can begin quite young for children.
I was going to say, I imagine a lot of it might go back to parenting and perhaps how parents maybe discipline a child, and rather than say, oh, that was stupid, look what you've done, you've made me feel this, which is the beginning of taking on, I guess, feelings of shame and guilt.
Yeah, and it's hard. We've been taught for years, or teaching parents for years, that saying you're stupid and you're bad and these things isn't the way we need to parent. And so a lot of the time we've adopted other ways of doing things and saying instead something like, it makes me feel really sad when you behave that way, or that way I'm ashamed of your behaviour. So we're increasing a sense of shame in our children by parenting in that way and using those words too. So It's just so difficult to find the way to word what we mean to help our children grow into good people. We really need to work on choosing the language that works best for them as individuals and for us as parents.
And often that can be done by explaining something?
Yes, I think the more clear we can be about what's happened, why it wasn't the right thing to happen and what might need to happen differently in the future is a much better way. But we don't always have the time to do that.
And what about when we talk about social media, for instance, that perhaps one way of feeling better about it is apologising and recognising our mistake. What about in an instance where perhaps no one maybe knows that you've done something, but you feel guilty about it in yourself?
There's a lot of that self-perception around too, and I think it's very difficult for people who feel that sense of shame, and often in the absence of any need to do so. So people who are more likely to feel shame are also more likely to feel it for a range of different things. And then we all know people who do terrible things and aren't ashamed of them, so it's very much a part of who we are as a person. But shame and guilt can be treated in a therapeutic setting, and there's self-help books and things like that out now. There's one in particular called Mind Over Mood, which I believe is quite a good one recently. There's ways that we can recognise that perhaps what we're looking at isn't good for us, and that we need to change how we're perceiving ourselves and our own behaviours so that we can be happy with who we are.
And I suppose there could be an argument that if you're feeling shame and guilt about something, is that you're at least expressing empathy and that you have an understanding of how your behaviour might have impacted on someone else?
Absolutely. I mean, having shame to a degree isn't a bad thing, just the same as having a degree of anger isn't a bad thing. But there's a limit with all of these different emotions where it can become really unhelpful for us and those around us.
And I guess a lot of it might also go back to when you need to learn a lesson, you tend to repeat it until you work out, okay, well, if I do this, this makes me feel bad. Maybe I shouldn't partake in that activity anymore.
Absolutely. It's really good learning.
For people listening to this who can relate to the things we've talked about, how do you know if perhaps you need to see a counsellor or a psychologist, or whether what you're experiencing is just the normal human condition when it comes to guilt or shame?
As with anything, I think if you find yourself thinking about it to the point where it's getting in the way of you doing other things, then it's not a healthy emotion or a healthy feeling. And if you really feel strongly that you're ashamed about something and you don't feel that you can share that with your loved ones or your friends, then it's probably good to share that with a neutral person.
And are there dangers if you let shame and guilt feelings along those lines getting out of hand of developing maybe addictions, whether it's alcohol perhaps to make yourself feel better or ignore the problem?
Absolutely. Escapism's a very fast and easy way for people to seek escape from feeling the way that they do. And any uncomfortable, ongoing emotions or feelings, if they're not dealt with, then they either make you even more uncomfortable and unhappy, or you seek a way to escape from them.
And I guess too, shame and guilt can be relative. Someone might feel guilty because they've besmirched a person's reputation on Facebook. Another person might feel guilty because they took the last chocolate from a box of chocolates that they bought for their partner.
Absolutely. So, as I said, just a small amount of these feelings is what helps us function in society well, but too much of them is really not helpful.
Sabina Lane, it's always fascinating to talk. I look forward to the next time, and thank you for sharing your wise words today.
Thank you very much for having me.